This is Common Sense Saving, Episode 4. We know that common sense isn't always that common. Together, let's learn how to be more frugal and save some extra cents. My name is Austin. Thank you for listening. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe. The blog post for today's episode can be found at commonsensesaving.com/4. We're told by the famous radio hosts, internet personalities, and the greatest minds in personal finance that we need to have an emergency savings budget built up. Having an emergency savings is like being self-insured, as you'll have a pile of money available to you for unforeseen situations. It can make an already stressful situation less stressful, as you shouldn't then have to worry as much about money. Let's define what an emergency savings is. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau defines emergency savings as a cash reserve that's specifically set aside for unplanned expenses or financial emergencies. Now, I'd rather attempt to be as prepared as possible for the unforeseen, but, you know, things happen and life finds a way. Emergency savings, though, are for exactly that, emergencies. In this situation, an emergency is a lost job, a car repair, or a home repair. Hopefully, temporary situations so that you can utilize the savings as a safety measure to get you financially through things. Now, for clarification, this emergency savings is not meant to be used on a future large bill like your semi-annual car insurance bill that you should have budgeted for. Again, your emergency savings is not meant to be used on the latest phone or game console or whatever it is that you didn't budget for ahead of time. In previous episodes, I've talked about making a budget. Now, the best budget is useless if you're not living below your means and saving every extra dollar. Building the emergency savings may be a challenge if you're starting from zero and you don't have much room in your budget outside of your necessary spending. I'd say in this case, consider getting a second job or finding a higher paying job to stash money away. Now, I don't mean to make finances sound simple, as I'm fully aware that money can be difficult for many people, but there are also many pathways to financial success. Start small and grow from there, even if you're putting away $5 every month. Now, also, if you're able to financially contribute to your retirement accounts and don't have any emergency savings, consider then pausing your investments while you save. And if you have plenty of room in your budget, also then consider making a new line item so that you're always putting money away without thinking about it. To start, set a goal of saving $1,000. Then, set your next goal of saving 1 month's worth of expenses or income, whichever you prefer. Setting realistic goals will eventually get you to your desired savings amount. It's usually recommended that you save 3 to 6 months worth of expenses, but your amount is up to you. Once you hit your savings goal, there's then no need to continue to add to it unless you feel like you need to make adjustments to your financial situation, or if you've used some. My personal preference would be to save about 1 year's worth of expenses so that I have a huge cushion just in case. Keep your emergency savings away from your normal checking and normal savings account so you're not tempted to use it easily. This money is meant to be your safety net and not meant to move around a lot, but you still want easy access to it whenever you may need. In this case, keep your savings in an online high-yield savings account or a money market account. High-yield savings accounts and money market accounts offer better interest rates than a traditional savings account. Money market accounts have a minimum balance that you need to keep, while a high-yield savings account doesn't require that minimum balance. Both high-yield savings and money market accounts allow you to access your money with a debit card, but then limit your monthly transactions. I prefer to use an online high-yield savings account for my emergency savings. Emergency savings is beneficial for a handful of reasons. It allows you to stay out of debt when an emergency arises. Your credit card limit, keep in mind, again, your credit card limit is not your emergency fund. I'll talk about credit cards in another episode, but there is a right and a wrong way to use credit cards. Using your credit card for an emergency without having savings to pay it off can lead to additional financial stress. I also mentioned earlier that your emergency savings can make a stressful situation less stressful, since you won't have to worry about finances. Tell me your thoughts on emergency savings. How much do you put away? What kind of account do you keep it in? Have you had to use yours recently? And how do you replenish it if you have to use some? Please leave a comment down below. The notes for today's show can be found at commonsensesaving.com. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe and think about sharing this podcast with anyone you think it could help. Again, thank you for listening to Common Sense Saving. Making saving as easy as having common sense.